California officials, federal regulators, utilities, and power wholesalers met in an unusual session here in Washington last night. The meeting was called by the White House to try to resolve California's energy crisis. No solution was reached, but the parties said the talks were productive and that they'd continue to meet over the next few days. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The seriousness of California's power problem was reflected in the long list of participants in last night's meeting at the U.S. Treasury. California Governor Gray Davis, state legislative leaders, and the CEOs of California's electric utilities and power-producing companies were all there. So were Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, Energy Secretary Bill Richardson, and other federal officials. Even more unusual, the participants talked for 7 straight hours. Richardson called it a very constructive session.
Progress was made. A number of working groups were established. All sides gave a bit. The spirit was good.
He wouldn't go into any detail, but in a statement released after the meeting, participants said they agreed they needed to cooperate with each other to restore stability to California's power market and to prevent the bankruptcy of the state's electric utilities. The utilities have said they'll run out of money to purchase electricity within 3 to 6 weeks unless something is done soon. Governor Davis, who Monday night called the state's effort to deregulate electricity a failure, said he now saw light at the end of the tunnel.
We made progress, particularly on the important issue of long-term contracting to bring down the rates, ensure reliable power at a very attractive rate. That, I think, is the key to the long-term solution of this problem.
The state's utilities now purchase electricity on a daily basis. That leaves them vulnerable to fluctuations in the market. To help stabilize prices, federal regulators want the utilities to negotiate long-term contracts with companies that generate electricity. In recent months, the cost of electricity in California has risen fivefold, but utilities aren't allowed to pass the increase on to consumers. This has left the utilities with about $11 billion in debt. Davis has called for a cap on wholesale prices while a state tries to fix its power mess, but federal regulators are opposed. They say a cap could discourage companies from constructing much-needed power plants in the state. Last night, Davis said nothing about his price cap proposal or what specifically would be done to help utilities in the short term. He instead focused on finding a more comprehensive solution.
I don't think we can just say to ourselves, if we get ourselves through the next 30, 60, or 90 days, we've solved the problem. The point is to make sure Californians have reliable power, that it's at a reasonable price, we can heat their homes, we can air condition them, we can fuel our economy, and we can continue to contribute to the growth of America.
The participants in last night's meeting did agree that wholesalers should be willing to hold back from collecting the money they're owed by the utilities, at least in the short run. Market analysts also say they'd like to see other measures taken by the state, including issuing bonds to help out the utilities. The parties meeting at the Treasury Department said they'd get together again this weekend after smaller working groups try to hash out some of the technical details of a possible agreement. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.